Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. North Bay's live music scene is about to get a major boost with the launch of Honeycomb Promotions, a new booking and promotional service dedicated to bringing top-tier talent to the city. The project is the brainchild of three experienced music industry professionals, Justin Robinson, Mac Pollitt, Sam Harvey, and photographer Andrew Vaughn, each bringing their own unique strengths to the table. For Justin Robinson, Honeycomb Promotions is the culmination of 20 years in North Bay's music scene. "I've been performing in original metal bands and booking shows since around 2007, Robinson says. "When my band started touring across Canada with some of the bigger metal bands. Our drummer for that band organized a lot of our shows during that time, Dean Kay, and after he gave it up around 2018, I joined KYLYK and I also began putting on shows under the guise of J. Rob Presents. I was able to do so by knowing all these bands I've met through playing in that band with Dean Kay and while on tour. That's where my passion for organizing shows really started." Robinson worked closely with drummer Mac Pollitt after joining KYLYK. "He's an absolute master when it comes to Photoshop, videography, and promotional materials. When I started putting on shows, he was the first person I'd call to help make everything look professional. I knew I wanted him as part of this team when I started receiving these new, big opportunities for hosting shows," says Robinson. The final piece of the puzzle came with Sam Harvey, a well-respected event organizer known for his work on major fundraising events like Jordan's Bash. "Seeing Sam put on such massive events with great turnouts and his dedication to the artists was incredible," Robinson says. "He's really an artist for the artist kind of guy. I knew that if I was going to take things to the next level, I needed him on board." The idea for Honeycomb Promotions emerged organically. As Robinson received inquiries from bands looking to book shows in North Bay, he realized that he and his team had the experience and connections to create something special. "Bands that I used to play with would message me asking if there were still shows happening in North Bay," he says. "At the time, I was forming a new band myself, and it just made sense to start organizing these events again, but this time, with a solid team behind me." With Pollitt handling visuals and media, and Harvey bringing his expertise in large-scale event planning, the trio quickly found themselves in high demand. "We got really good at it," Robinson adds. "With Mac's incredible video work, professional-grade posters, and our growing social media presence, we were able to put on shows that felt polished and exciting." Pollitt describes the process of putting together a successful show. "Justin usually messages me about a show offer, and more often than not, it's a band I already know. We're on the same page about a lot of things. The key is finding a theme, selecting bands that fit that theme, and making sure the night has a solid flow. Once we have that, we can put together a cohesive event." Pollitt has been involved in the music scene for a decade, starting as a drummer in Pursue the Empire before forming KYLYK. "That band ended, but our old bassist Curtis and I wanted to keep making music and create shows that we felt were missing locally. That's how KYLYK started, and it's also when I started working with Justin on shows." Pollitt credits Robinson's promotional skills as a key reason their partnership works. "I can create something visually appealing, and he can get it out to a lot of people with his network from years of experience." Sam Harvey, the newest member of the team, brings his skills to event organizing and community building. "Jordan's Bash was my first real introduction to the heavy metal music scene. I knew about KYLYK, this all-star band with no weak links, and had them headline along with Corey Marks. That's when I met Justin. Right away, I saw his charisma, and he brought with him this knowledge of venues across Ontario and his deep network of bands." Harvey admits he had initial misconceptions about the metal scene. "Justin and Mac broke any stigma I had. They're both professionals, both gentlemen, and they're willing to share their deep well of knowledge with anyone. That's what Honeycomb Promotions has become, a platform for bands to get exposure, appear on posters, and play great shows." Harvey also sits on a music committee which is run through Creative Industries. He says this is where he has gained a broader understanding of North Bay's diverse music scene. Holly Cunningham from Creative Industries took the lead on creating a music committee with representatives from every genre. I sit on it as a generalist because I'm involved in a few different genres. We meet and host music mixers to share knowledge between scenes. The rap scene, the metal scene, the folk scene, everyone has something to offer. Sitting on that committee lets me contribute while also learning from others. That's something we carry into Honeycomb Promotions, fostering connections and making North Bay's music community more accessible. Vaughn was born and raised in Corbe and has been shooting photography professionally since 2007. I focused on wedding and general portraiture. I did dabble with live music and promotional photos for a few local acts, but my biggest gig was photographing Dallas Green when he played at The Wall in 2008. Vaughn, who also manages the Canadian Hawk Exchange, says since 2017 he has been working in the real estate industry, doing photography for homes that are being listed on the market. I have known and been friends with Justin Robinson since 2000. We attended West Ferris together, and my first live show in North Bay that I attended was with him to see the band Ditch. Shortly after that in July of 2001, we attended Ozfest, so I have always been a huge fan of local music and heavy music. Justin and Mac approached me earlier this year about being on the team as an event photographer, and I was honored that they would think of me. Robinson says no matter what genre you're playing, everyone just wants to be able to have a place to perform and showcase their art. Heavy metal may not be widely popular, but the underground scene is thriving, even through COVID. Many artists are creating original music despite the genre's limited exposure. As an artist, I believe everyone appreciates some recognition for their work. There are fewer garage bands today, so that's why putting on shows in all forms is crucial. For heavy metal in North Bay, there is a niche audience that connects with it, making what we're doing worthwhile. Paulette adds the goal is twofold. Get North Bay bands more exposure and get more bands coming into North Bay. He says, the goal is to get more bands coming through North Bay, provincial, national, and international bands. They can come through here, exchange information and ideas, and make those connections where maybe some local bands are able to join them on other parts of their tours. There's a lot of good punk, there's good metal, there's good singer-songwriter stuff, there's tons of it. It's everywhere. It just needs to be put in the spotlight so people can see it, and that's what we do. Whether you're performing in the shows or just going to the shows, it's going to be a great time and it's also a great opportunity to network. Honeycomb Promotions is gearing up for a big year in 2025 with several shows already on tap. We've got some incredible shows coming up, says Robinson. On Saturday, February 22nd, we're bringing Hatred Reigns from Ottawa, taking Balfour from Guelph, and Invocate from Timmins to the Fraser Tavern, along with KYLYK. Then, on March 29th at the Fraser Tavern, we have one of our biggest shows yet. Chris Holmes from WASP is coming and we'll have a Twisted Sister cover band playing as well. That one is going to be something special, but it will not be all ages like some of our other shows. Robinson continues, we're also really excited about April 18th at the Fraser Tavern, where we're bringing in F the Facts, a huge grind metal band with an incredible female vocalist. The lineup for that night is stacked with five bands, including Death Club from Barrie, another female-fronted band, Berdizo from the GTA, and local newcomers Dengar, who just formed. It's going to be an unforgettable night. Advanced tickets for the Chris Holmes show can be purchased for $30 online here, https://www.facebook.com/events/6383752352266638/?T=LS. Physical advanced tickets can be purchased for $30 from Battery Battery as well as the Fraser Tavern up until March 28th. For more information about upcoming shows or to get in touch with Honeycomb Promotions, Robinson says you can visit their social media pages, message them on Facebook, or send them an email at hcpnorthbay@outlook.com. He says they're always looking to connect with bands, venues, and fans who want to keep North Bay's music scene thriving. He adds, we like to work with local businesses as well for sponsorship and advertisement. If any businesses want to jump on board this awesome venture with us and support local music, art and economic development, please feel free to get a hold of us. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.